Unless there is a divine work, there will not be a true following. Eyes of the flesh will never produce what only the eyes of faith can produce. The fruit of the flesh can be disguised for a little while, but it will not last. It will not persevere. Welcome to Life Words, Day by Day. In John chapter 6, verse 65, Jesus says, "This is why I told you that no one can come to me unless it's granted to him by the Father." We learn from this text that the reason people stop following Jesus is because there has not been a divine work done on their hearts. Now, let me state this as well. In this passage, people who once were following Jesus around because he was doing some pretty fantastic things parted ways with Jesus and no longer walked with him. That's what it means to be a disciple, by the way, to walk with someone and learn from them. But these people did that no longer. They willfully stopped following Jesus. You might say, "Cliff, I've got friends and family that I know are saved. Maybe they haven't followed Jesus since they were a kid, but that doesn't mean that they were not really saved, does it? Surely they are still saved." What I would say to you, and what I would say to that person, is that the Bible would not give them any assurance of salvation. You might say, "Well, doesn't the Bible promise eternal life to all who trust in Jesus?" Yes, it does. The Bible says that Jesus will raise up on the last day all that the Father gives to him. Jesus says that he preserves all that come to him. Jesus says that it's the will of the Father, that he would lose nothing of that God has given him. Jesus says that whoever believes in him has eternal life, that whoever comes to him in belief will not die, that he will live forever, that whoever feeds on Jesus will live because he has the life of the Son in him. But we need to love this particular text because it also shows us that saving belief and trust, the one that is brought about by the work of the Holy Spirit, produces grace-based repentance and perseverance in the faith. But where perseverance in the faith is lacking, then what assurance do you have? This is a warning to us to examine and assess our own faith and lives. This is how we live this out, by assessing our own heart and perseverance in the faith to walk with Jesus day by day. Today, when you do this and when you're praying, please pray for Grady Johnson and his family, our missionaries in Mexico. And also remember the Fonta Life Word broadcast that's heard in Ghana.